nonprofits a new way for you to be able to make some additional money with the things that you're already doing within your organization is to publish an audiobook. Now, an audiobook is something that sort of like a podcast, but it's you reading your book or content, your organization content, repurposing it into a profit-generating machine. Let's go through this podcast, and I'm going to teach you how, step by step, how to make an audiobook. So you're going to want to have a pen and pad next to you as you're listening to this episode of Fundraising Secrets. I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets podcast made for funpreneurs. Funpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Funpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Funpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Funpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Funpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Funpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Funpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Funpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Funpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a funpreneur. Welcome back to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. Hey guys, I want to share with you something really exciting, how to create your very own audiobook for your organization, how to publish your audiobook. So go ahead and grab a pad and a pencil, and we're going to dive into step-by-step on how you can create an audiobook for your organization. It's really simple. My business coach, Russell Brunson, taught me this, and I want to share this hack with you today. Now, Russell Brunson, if you don't know who he is, he's the founder of ClickFunnels. He also has the book Expert Secrets and .com Secrets, which by far are the most amazing marketing books in history. And if you want to have a competitive advantage to the best marketing on the planet, you need to get Expert Secrets and .com Secrets today. Now, we're going to dive into an audiobook, but you can also get .com Secrets and Expert Secrets in an MP3 format audiobook on Audible and other sources if you are a part of the ClickFunnels team, ClickFunnels member. So I got this idea to create my audiobook from my book, My Favorite Quotes for Entrepreneurs, Your Interactive Guide to Inspiration and Empowerment. The reason I wanted to create an audiobook, also an ebook and a paperback version, was because I was able to get my message out to the market on different mediums. It put me across the board for me to become a bestseller on Amazon. And the reason that is because of having the different platforms and the engagement in a specific niche. Now, your organization can do the same thing. So by now, you've gotten your pad and pencil. So let's dive in. One of the things you have to do is get this app called Rev.com, R-E-V.com. You can go on rev.com on the internet too, and you know, type in the domain. But if you just get the app, you could do it right from your cell phone. That's how I create my content. Once you're reading rev.com, your content for your organization, you can send that to be transcribed. Rev.com also is converting your content into an MP3. So your audiobook is already done as you're going, which is the coolest thing. And that saves you a lot of time. So things that your organization needs and wants and your mission, the reason people are going to do business with you or volunteer with you is because they know, like, and trust you. Your brand is out there. You're proactive. Let's face it, with over 9,000 organizations out there, nonprofits searching for the same dollars and competing for the same dollars, you have to create a new ocean, a blue ocean. The red ocean is way too bloody for you, and then there's too much competition. But if you create this new opportunity for you to be able to get more funding and a new sources of income, people are going to resonate with you and want to buy your brand and want to give you money. And you're not asking for a donation. They're purchasing content because it's valuable information. So now what you want to do is, as you're reading your content for whatever you're doing, you're going to upload it to as an MP3 player. Then you're you're going to also have it transcribed. Once you have it transcribed, you can compile it into a book, an ebook format. Now, you don't have to do the whole paperback book thing or hardcover book thing, and you can go and have it published on Amazon. It's a really simple process with the publishing company, which you can create yourself. Really simple. And if you need help, you can always reach me at my@upthebiz.com, my@upthebiz.com, and I can help walk you through some of these steps. But here we go. So how to publish your audiobook. You have to go to this website called Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, and register your copyright with the U.S. Copyright. Now, you have to pay for a copyright, and you also have to register your copyright. Once you register, that's when you're going to be able to get your seal. You have to get to Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R. This is also where you're going to get your barcodes and also your ISBNs. You do need an ISBN for audiobook, ebook, and paperback book to be able to register for that. Now, if you want to get some designs for your audiobook with your logo, the website I go to is Fiverr.com. When I go to Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R.com, you can pay anywhere from $5 to $10 for a really awesome designer to create your audiobook cover. An audiobook cover fits differently. It's an ACX version, and you're also going to want your audio level when you're, especially in Reb, you have to have it up a notch so that it can be converted into that. But audiobook covers are square, like a CD cover, and it's like it has to be a certain size. So you want to make sure that you get the right size. If you have a graphic designer in-house, that's perfect, but an ACX cover is square, and you can learn more about that at www.acx.com, and that's where you're going to go and follow the profile to register your audiobook, your tax information, your audiobook information. Again, the website is acx.com to publish your audiobook on Amazon and Audible. It'll also pump out and push out to you, iTunes. So that's a one-step easy process. It takes like 4 weeks to 6 weeks, though, to get that audiobook onto Amazon and iTunes. But once it's there, it's set it and forget it. And organizations will find out, or people that are interested in your organization will reach out to you. In your audiobook, too, you can talk about donations and you can talk about fundraising in your websites and things like that. Give them opportunities to be able to connect with you. But creating an audiobook, publishing an audiobook is another way for your organization to all get your content out there, to repurpose your content so that people, organizations, and your competition can be left behind, but your people can come and find you, your tribe can find you and learn about your organization and hear your voice, and you can connect with them in your community. Now, I narrated my own audiobook. And so did Russell Brunson and some others. Now, again, only 5% of audiobooks or professional books are converted into audiobooks. So if you've got a lot of content that's just a pile of stuff, you can have it transformed and transcribed into an audiobook. Get your members, people that you've impacted, to let them tell a story. Create a podcast. Take that podcast and convert that over to Rev. Send that message up and then use those podcasts as episodes in your audiobook. It's really like just taking the same content and repurposing. But if you want to narrate, you can. If not, you can hire someone, a narrator. You can do that on Fiverr.com. Or ACX has its own. It's a little bit more expensive, depending on the words. Like it could range anywhere from $300, $400, $500, $600. And then there's other ways that you can pay for it. It's called the commission rate or a high rate. So you can have a one-time fee or a royalties fee in order to pay your narrator. But I think that you should just do it yourself. Just sit down, lean in, and just start narrating your stuff, especially if you're going to read your audiobook into Rev and create that MP3. You've already done the work because you need to convert your MP3 into the audiobook. So you don't need a narrator. So that eliminates the narrator part. But if you don't feel comfortable in your voice, you could just hire someone. But you're going to skip that step with the narrator once you're reading it into Rev. Does that make sense? Now, what you want to do is you're going to go to the next step. You're going to upload your Square files, your ACX files, your audiobook cover, up into Amazon. You're going to create a seller KDP format, and Kindle version, paperback version, and it's going to say that, do you own this book? And then you mark it, yes, I do, and then you fill out the fields for that. Fill in the fields, like the titles, who produced the audiobook, and you're going to upload the MP3 files into that. And you're going to manage your audiobook tracks for your finished audiobook, finished book. And those are mandatory fields. So if you miss the step, you'll have to go back in and finish the step because it won't let you go on. In the audiobook, when you're creating it as well, when you're putting the whole thing together, there's opening credits. So you need a section on that, opening credits, just a little something. If you go to my audiobook on Audible, you'll hear my opening credits on there. That's also a mandatory field. So you do have to have an opening credits on there. Maybe it's about your narrator or who's helped you with the book or what the book is about, the audiobook's about. And then you have to have at least a file that is a bitrate of 192. A bitrate is electronic. It's a number of bits per second that can be transmitted along a digital network. Bitrate, the amount of data needed to file quality, which is encoded in the video or the audio, and it's megabytes per second, MBPS, or kilobytes per second, KBPS. And now you're going to use that to a certain level, but if your megabytes, your 192 is not there, your MP3 file will not be loadable. Now what I did is I just hired someone to up my voice, the pitch, to a 193 bit rate, which you can do too. Now, for my favorite quotes for entrepreneurs, I didn't have chapters. I just had 7 exercises and then the journal. So I've just said in my file that this book is broken down into sections. But this is a mandatory section that when you're browsing and uploading, you have to browse, load, and upload each chapter. Chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, and add the chapters as you go. So that's another part of uploading your audiobook. It is really an easy 3-step process, but I'm just walking you through so that you understand what's next. After you upload your chapters, you do your closing credits, which is also a mandatory field. So your mandatory field is the browse and upload your closing credits, and it has to be 192 bit rate. After you do that section, you have your closing, then you need to do a 5-minute or less retail sample of your audiobook. Now, if you go back in one of my episodes, the retail sample, you'll hear the retail sample of my audiobook for my favorite quotes for entrepreneurs. It'll give you an idea of what you need to do for your audiobook. And then you're going to browse and upload that into your Audible. Now, you're going to finish the fields by going through the audiobook sales and filling out the fields for your sales price and your copyright and your ISBN and your price for the Audible to be on Amazon. Now, Amazon does this thing with Prime where if Kindle book is sometimes like all three. So I have a paperback book, an ebook, and an audiobook. They do special pricing and you don't really have an option on that because it's how they do it. And you also have exclusive rights and non-exclusive rights with your audiobook. I did the non-exclusive because I want to be able to repurpose my audiobook into other sales funnels using ClickFunnels to be able to sell it in other platforms. But that choice is totally up to you. Now, backing up, because you created an ebook with Rev.com, you read your content for your organization, you uploaded it, you're creating your MP3, uploading the content onto ACX. It takes about, I think, 3 to 4, 6 weeks for you to get this, the whole process, and it gets your audiobook up there. Now, a good thing is that how once that content is up there and it's free money in a way because you're going to get a royalty, a commission, a percentage. It's diced down because there's a fee for hosting it on Amazon and it's not coming out of your bottom line. It's coming out of your bottom line, but it's not coming out of your pocket up front. So that's kind of cool. And then you're just moving forward because you're going to share it across channels. It's going to pop up on Audible as one of the new ones, new organizations. Now people can buy your content and then they can be able to share that with other people so that they can buy the content. And if people and organizations want to learn more about you, you have this out there, but they're paying you to be able to get this information. Most audiobooks, some are free because of Amazon Prime. Mine is $37. That seems to be a sweet spot for audiobooks. Some are $97, depending on how much content and what you're teaching them. I know there's a couple out there that people pay more because, you know what, they don't have the time, right? So if they can hear it while they're driving to work or on the train learning something, they're able to pay, they'll pay more for that because they're buying their time back. So don't be afraid to charge for your audiobook and charge a higher price because it's people are buying their time back. They're learning valuable content and they also are supporting your mission and cause, which is so cool because you're not fundraising. This is just another way of getting your content out there and people are paying because they like your mission. They want to help you champion your mission. And it's another way of getting your content out there to the world, not just in your local neighborhood or your local community, but to the world. And on iTunes, on Amazon, on Audible. It's so cool. It's a really great way to go creating an Audible funnel in an audiobook. So I hope you found today's episode of how to publish your audiobook using the content that you already have in your organization, finding a new way to raise money in-house without having to have a lot of people involved. Really simple step process. You just have to knuckle down and lean in and get it out. If you already have books and content, you could create that into a podcast and have that be a section of your organization, a free podcast giving information, but then taking that podcast, repurposing it on rev.com, transcribing it, making an ebook, getting money from Amazon because you created an ebook for your organization, and also creating an audiobook for your organization. And this way you're getting money on two different levels that didn't even exist. You created a blue ocean and a new opportunity for people to be able to come and learn about your organization and get more involved. I'm Maya McNulty. Thank you for listening to Fundraising Secrets. It's been really fun to talk to you about audiobooks. I'm really pumped about it. Again, only 5% of authors transfer their books into audio version, and an ebook is really super simple. You can do it in one day up on Amazon, get it ready. It takes about 24 hours for them to publish it and get it up there. You'll be making money. It's a new avenue, and you set it once and forget it. So if you like this content, go ahead and share it, subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to Fundraising Secrets. I'm Maya McNulty. And by the way, I am helping to maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. And I'm so glad you're on this journey with me. So let's continue to maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. Have a great day, everybody. Are you an entrepreneur who needs inspiration? Do you rely on your own motivation or do you find it in the words of others? Entrepreneurs are game changers. They see opportunity and they grab it with both hands, knowing that they can make something from little more than just an idea. But what happens when the day comes that you've run out of ideas or you feel like you've failed and you can't go on? Those days have happened to us all. They've blackened our mood and allowed the negative thoughts to seep in. But in My Favorite Quotes for Entrepreneurs, your interactive guide to inspiration and empowerment, you can find the words to uplift you out of your stagnation with quotes from successful people like Mother Teresa, Richard Branson, Jim Rohn, Russell Brunson, Alex Sharfin, Jeff Bezos, Buddha, Eleanor Roosevelt, Napoleon Hill, and many more. With pages of sublime inspiration and light bulb moments of absolute clarity, you can rid yourself of the negative thoughts that are holding you back and forge ahead to even greater success. Now a quote from E.E. Cummings. Once we believe in ourselves, we can risk curiosity, wonder, spontaneous delights, or any experience that reveals the human spirit. This book is divided into 7 exercises and daily journal to empower you to address some of the most important ones in a 2-step process. You will work with each exercise for one day or until you feel comfortable to move on to the next exercise. First, each section provides a number of quotes relative to a particular subject. Some will have more impact on you than others.
Empowerment comes from identifying the ones more relative to you and incorporating it in the meanings of your daily life until it becomes a habit. This exercise will help you to do this. Second, journaling. For each day, you will also do a journal entry to track your progress, identify shortcomings, and reflect on how you can use these quotes to improve your life going forward. Staying healthy is fundamental to your success. Some basics of health are included as a bullet point at the beginning of each journal entry. If you need to work on these, this daily reminder may be helpful. My favorite quote on attitude: for things to change, you have to change. Jim Rohn. My favorite quotes for health: the first wealth is health. Ralph Waldo Emerson. My favorite quote on relationship: surround yourself with only the people who are going to lift you higher. Oprah Winfrey. My favorite quotes on decision: success is an inside job. Myron Golden. My favorite quotes on finance: money often costs too much. Ralph Waldo Emerson. My favorite quote on business: the best way to predict the future is to create it. Abraham Lincoln. My favorite quote on communication: there is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside of you. Maya Angelou.
Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.